Maui-born Andy Graydon has shown internationally in the emerging field of sound art. He's showing right now at the Honolulu Museum and is among a growing number of artists linking imagination and sound.
The gallery before you is populated with an arrangement of objects, an itinerary, a tiny landscape of things.
What I'm interested in is the way that sound is a tremendous trigger to emotion and imagination.
Sound artist Andy Graydon's piece at the Honolulu Museum consists of two voices describing pieces in the collection in Hawaiian and in English.
The thing that I am fascinated by is how variable and how rich the experience of encountering stuff actually is.
What are you trying to do to us with this?
There's a frustration factor. Like, what is it? It's supposed to be an invitation to a certain kind of challenge of the imagination.
Dadaists and others have been experimenting in sound art since the early 20th century. Much of it is interdisciplinary, including psychoacoustics and ranging to John Cage's 4 minutes and 33 seconds, a silent concerto during which actually much happens. When art really works, it stays with you after leaving the gallery. Graydon's workshop demonstrated listening with attention is like sending fingers out laterally. How far can I feel? Honolulu, you're a noisy city.
I'm going to say like Honolulu in itself hasn't changed that much.
James Toma is the Department of Health noise supervisor. He's been in the noise division for 23 years and says Honolulu doesn't seem louder. It's more the outskirts of the city amping up.
Even in the outer islands, there's a lot of construction. Maui, more so, Kona side, a lot of subdivisions going in. Kauai starting to pick up. And as you put businesses next to homes, residential, mixing uses, sometimes it's not compatible.
The EPA allows 55 decibels, the sound of normal conversation, in residential areas during the day. That goes to 60 decibels in the city. Noise from the coming rail system's been estimated at about 77 decibels, approximately the same as a bus going by. Laws for leaf blowers, for example, regulate hours and duration more than the actual level of noise.
You still have the aloha spirit in Hawaii, so neighbors take care of each other. But they're building the homes closer and closer together, so people don't have that much personal space.
Research by the World Health Organization concludes noise elevates cardiovascular and respiratory risk and also affects depression.
Here,
even as the noise grows closer, Graydon maintains listening deeply can open up space.
Listening requires open eyes. That's a Zen thing, right? The beginner's mind.
Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.
You peer closely. You could touch it. Feel its sheen. But you will not. Thousands of brown feathers fanning out to form a small cape, the size of a shawl, covering the shoulders and chest. These things we know. This is the iconic shape of the Hawaiian.